Intro music, Tim Holland. Welcome back to Growth Strategies for Jewelers, the podcast where we dive into practical ways you can grow your revenue, protect your margins, build an unforgettable brand, and keep those VIP customers coming back for life. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, and today I want to talk about one of the highest ROI marketing strategies for independent jewelers, in-store events. There's just something magical about filling your showroom with people, beautiful jewelry, and maybe a little champagne. It creates an energy and urgency that no digital campaign can match. Done right, an event can generate more revenue in a single evening than you might see in a whole week of regular sales. But here's the catch. It all comes down to solid planning, smart promotion, and flawless execution. So why do events work so well for jewelers? First, they create urgency. Think about it. When you say, this designer is only here for one night, or these prices are good through Saturday only, you give your customers a reason to act now instead of waiting 6 months. Second, events make your store less intimidating. Jewelry shopping can feel high pressure or overwhelming to some, but when you add food, drinks, and a social atmosphere, people come for the experience and end up shopping. Third, they activate your existing customer base. Your past customers are gold. An event gives you a perfect excuse to invite them back, remind them why they love your store, and maybe inspire a new purchase for an anniversary or birthday. Lastly, events give you great content, photos, videos, stories that fuel your marketing long after the last guest leaves. Let's talk event types that really drive revenue. Designer trunk shows are a classic. Bring in a designer or brand rep to showcase exclusive collections. Offer event-only pricing. And give customers access they can't get any other time. Pro tip, work closely with the designer's marketing team. They'll often help promote the event to their audience and provide materials or ad support. Holiday shopping events are another great opportunity. Think Christmas, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, but don't just run a sale, create an experience. Host a holiday preview night with champagne, offer personal styling sessions, or invite couples for a Valentine's shopping night with special perks. Anniversary or milestone events celebrate your store and your customers. Offer special pricing, a raffle, or giveaways to make loyal customers feel appreciated and bring in new faces. Educational events position your store as the expert. Host a diamond education night, a custom design workshop, or a jewelry care clinic. These build trust and keep customers coming back. And don't overlook charity events. Partner with a local cause, donate part of your sales, or run a silent auction. It brings in new visitors, generates positive press, and aligns your brand with community values. Now, how do you fill the room? Promotion is key. Start 4 to 6 weeks out. Create your event on Facebook. Send email invitations. Tease behind-the-scenes content. And update your Google business profile. Around 2 to 3 weeks before, ramp up with personalized emails, targeted ads, calls to your top customers, and countdown posts on social media. 1 week out, send reminders and share sneak peeks of special pieces. On the day of the event, post live updates and make every guest feel welcomed. Afterward, keep the momentum going with thank you emails, follow-ups on interest, event highlights, and offers for those who missed out. Don't forget to measure your success. Track attendance, sales, new contacts, social engagement, and cost per guest. The jewelers I work with treat events as a regular part of their marketing mix, hosting 6 to 8 per year to build momentum and deepen relationships. And here's the secret sauce, follow-up. The event sets the stage, but the real sales come from what you do afterward. Send thank you emails within 24 hours, have your team reach out personally within 48, and follow up again within a week with popular pieces and limited time offers. Add new contacts to your email list and keep nurturing those relationships. If you're new to events, start small, maybe 2 per year, 1 holiday, and 1 trunk show, and grow from there. Budget for it, promote aggressively, execute professionally, and measure everything. When done right, events become one of your most reliable revenue drivers. That's it for today's episode of Growth Strategies for Jewelers. If you want help planning your next event or building a marketing strategy that works, head over to deepearthmkt.com. We're here to help you create customers for life. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. outro music.